I would like to go ahead now and invite our dear brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom for the recitation of some spoken words with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
I'd like to ask everybody to give a loud and virtuous salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Oh my master, my Imam, my Mawla, I stand before you now, Ya Imam Ridha. For you said, one who wishes to meet you should visit your sister. Who am I to speak to thee? Who am I to stand before your shrine and do your gidahi? While I'm full of every crime and have spent my life wasting the blessings of the divine. Now I know why some verses are in third person. A man feels ashamed. To speak to you directly fills one with tears, as a wise one to look upon the sun fears. Of all the human beings and their mates, Allah chose from among them a handful who were great, and now I'm lost for words, standing right at the gate, attempting to describe the eighth. So listen, all, to what the hadith narrates. He never turned away from anyone. He gave respect to all and one. Nor did he interrupt the one who spoke. Never let the other become heart broke. To describe Imam Ridha, where do I start? He taught through his actions the Quranic ayat. Even his enemy admitted the fact that Imam's knowledge was precise, exact, answered every question and spoke in every tongue, enjoined the good and evil he would shun. He helped the downtrodden wave after wave, and he freed 1,000 slaves, caring for all, and for everyone he would ration. No, he wasn't concerned with the latest fashion. Beneath his shirt, a rough tunic, stood before his Lord with a face ashen, reached out to others the hand of compassion. This is Imam Ridha, alayhi salam, in every hardship remaining calm, serving in every way the religion of Islam, and showing the creatures the utmost ihtiram. He never stretched out his feet before an audience, nor did he ever lean upon something while his companion did not, nor did he ever call a bad name to any of his servants or attendants, nor would he stand in the shade while his companions were hot. He shared everything that he got. At mealtime, he seated with him all his attendants, including the doorman and the groom. What we would have done to be a guest in such a room. Yes, this is the magnanimous Imam, as we are now sat in this blessed tomb. His laughter was not a boastful or forgetful laughter like yours or mine. His was a laughter that was divine. They say it was but a smile, and all the while that we describe his brilliance, we are reminded of his eminence, Muhammad al-Mustafa. For no man alive so resembled him as Imam al-Ridha. In action or in sight, they say that he would sleep only a little in the night. He looked after the people and never snatched away their right. Yes, he would sleep only a little in the night. With everyone he was polite, taught us not to backbite. He helped the poor in their plight, a majestic lion by daylight. And I'll sing it again for those who are short of sight. He slept only a little in the night. Is it any surprise if the angels descend upon him in delight, if the devils from he flee in fright, like his grandfather Ali would hand out charity in the night? his face shining like a moon. What a sight. Ya Imam, make my dark heart like yours bright. Let me have some of what you have, so that like you I too may fight. So that my accumulated sins Allah just might, out of his mercy with goodness overwrite. Show me the way to your light. I have broken my soul and it is blistered. Show me the way to you, so that my heart too may glister. With love, Imam answers, go and visit my sister. Whatever wish you may have, whatever manna, whoever visits her knowingly is guaranteed Jannah. What strange, unbelievable mercy is this, that my actions be so few and yet my reward, the gardens of bliss? That despite my hardly even serving, that for an ounce of loyalty unswerving, I become for this divine love deserving? That I should spend a lifetime full of hate, yet Allah will change my destiny and my fate, but for one of expression of love for his Ahlul Bayt? Ajeeb, what is this love so strange? The story I'm about to say is mine, but for all who listen, how much would it really change? Think now as I tell you about my story, and say if yours has been any less strange. I remember long ago, before I came to this holy city, my mind was younger and I shone with simplicity. Mama told me, be a good boy now, allow yourself only to plow the fields of your future. Dad told me, do your homework, boy, so you get good grades, so you can ride the waves of the dunya. Let the certificate be your surfboard, let the akhirah be your reward. Sail your way smoothly, until one day I decided a decision with persistence and precision, to not be a doctor making incisions, or a lawyer or engineer, realizing that the Zuhur is near. Out of fear of the waves of the dunya crushing me, I packed my bags to meet a very different destiny. Mum and Dad, this is a salam from me, and though they were proud of me, they cried when I went to the airport as though they'd seen a tragedy. When the doorbell rang, they were filled with glee, thought maybe it's me, but I had parted and bid farewell to uncle and auntie, to cousin 1, 2, 3, and 4. And when I landed, Ya Fatima, I've come knocking on your door. Ya Ma'suma, won't you hear this beggar call? I'm bleeding, my wounds are sore. But I realized too late, my actions had tainted this soul of mine. This heart of mine had become full of hate. I realized that evil had grown in the place where love ought to have been shown. And that frivolity had been my code of life, of pain, of sin, of destruction, of strife. Every betrayal I had committed against the sublime, who taught me to walk upon the straight line, and yet I had become crooked and was far from fine. Every oath to my parents, every with thee and thine, every satanic song I had sung, and every rhyme, the way in which I had wasted every part of my prime, every wretched action I had done, every crime, and to the sinners to whom I had back then inclined, amongst those who ate the flesh of swine, and those who drank the dunyawi wine, worse, I had failed to recognize the duty of my time, like those who with Ali would pray, but with Muawiyah they would dine. My actions had tainted this soul of mine, that when I gave my salam, I could not hear the response coming from the divine. And all of a sudden I realized the life that I had lived, that all the apparent sacrifices I had made were actually just blessings that Allah gives. And while loneliness encompassed me, I'd lost many friends and family, a lonely boat lost out at sea, a tempest raging all around, in this very holy city, in this land for which I am completely unworthy, despite my every flaw and the sins encasing me, I found the Ahlul Bayt, forgiving and embracing me. وصلوا على محمد وآل محمد.